ഹലോ, സലാം, കരീബ് ടെന, സ്വാഗതം. മുഗൈഗി വനൂര. ഐ ആം ഡിലൈറ്റഡ് ടു ബി ബാക്ക് ഹിയർ. ഇറ്റ്സ് ബിൻ എ വൈൽ. ഐ ഹവ് ടേക്കൻ നെസസറി ബ്രേക്ക് ടു ഫോക്കസ് ഓൺ മൈ ഫൗണ്ടേഷൻ ഇൻ ബിസിനസ്, ഫോക്കസിംഗ് ഓൺ മൈ മദർഹുഡ് ടു മൈ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ചൈൽഡ്, focusing on family. I've been traveling and I've been having such great time connecting with people I love the most. I've had such great time connecting with nature. I have had great time just connecting with myself and really taking the silence that I needed to really listen to myself and my thoughts and what I want to do and how and why. So that's been really good. I hope you're all well, despite all the challenges still going on in our world of our collective paradigm shift and whatnot. It's been quite an experience so far. Well, that said, I wanted to dive a little deep here on culture and what I've learned so far, given my experience as an immigrant, given my experience as an African born and raised, and a person who loves traveling and who enjoy nature and is really into building different connections with different people and different cultures. And my work, my purpose and my mission of my work and how I want to approach my work led me to launching an initiative called Building Inclusive Culture for Inclusive Economy, and that is under African Women Business Alliance, original nonprofit organization that I founded in 2017, focusing on closing both gender and racial gap in business development for by Black women diaspora. We provide holistic approach and really diving deep on research that is community owned and community driven. So it's really unique and it stands on itself, on herself. We're revamping right now. I'm really focusing on making sure that I do things from an authentic lens rather than operating from a shallow space that is the nonprofit industrial complex. So I'm not rushing anything. I'm taking the time I need to revamp the organization and making sure that it's serving its purpose to its fullest potential as intended, because a lot of hard work went into it, a lot of sacrifices went into it, a lot of just, you know, I've put all my sweat and my time to it because I really believe in the mission and the vision of it. So that said, I wanted to just really speak on culture and why I even lied to myself thinking I was going to build something called, well, I think I lied to myself talking about building inclusive culture for inclusive economy because there's no such thing. Hence, it's really important for me to making sure that I practice my values, but also don't lie to myself thinking I can create such a thing in a shallow world that we live in that needs a lot of work, from institutions to how we live our lives and our understanding of business and understanding of different cultures, languages and whatnot. I think that stuff needs a lot of time and we should not be kidding ourselves thinking we can, you know, create a project or initiative or a deliverable aspect of anything under nonprofit industrial complex or even in a corporate world with such nuances surrounding building inclusive culture for inclusive economy, right? And my angle from that came through my own digging and my own experience in my gender activism and my need and my passion for inclusive culture in all arenas, in all aspects of how we exist and why we do what we do. In connection to ourselves, in connection to cultures, in connection to children, in connection to our environments and whatnot. So all of that gave me a great amount of thinking, but also a privilege to slow down and rethink why I want to do things the way I want to do them, why I want to do things the way I want to do them, with my mission at African Women Business Alliance and the tools that I have to my disposable environment, and the tools that I don't have, and the tools that I've created from scratch, like the curriculum of holistic approach to business development, the research that went to it, the reports and whatnot, and moving forward, and why I can do things differently in bringing stakeholders together. So I wanted, because this podcast is African Women's Consciousness in the Changing World, I thought it's the right medium and it's the right space for me to voice this and speak on the challenges facing women like me, the challenges facing people like me, Indigenous African in the diaspora or even at home, women like me who really want to carve our own path in the job market, in the business market, in the business arena, and what that looks like to us and why we want to do what we want to do. And I've learned that, you know, just through my observation and through my own understanding and my experience as a woman of my own and a global citizen, is that, you know, we have a collective challenge upon all of us today, people who are working towards quote-unquote equity and quote-unquote racial equity or gender equity for that matter, or for any movement out there. We have a really challenging... We have a collective challenge because we don't have a collective understanding of each other and why we are so caught up in trying to fix things and not really understanding who we are first before we fix things, right? So I think where I'm going with this is we don't have collective understanding of who we are in the world and why we're here. And we're so busy trying to fix things from a perception-led indoctrination of how we understand culture and how we understand different languages and how we understand different people from different backgrounds, you know? And I think the perception of that collectively in the globalized world, in the global arena today, with technology, with things moving so fast, rapidly, with just in general, our world is changing, right? And so my push on this is like I'm pushing myself to understand things differently as I'm navigating my world, as I'm navigating my work and how I want to show up into my work and why I'm taking the necessary break and why I took the break. But in the midst of that, I was pushed to understand even farther why movements fail and why certain initiatives remain shallow, right? Shallow in the shallow world that is very patriarchal, that is very top-down, that is very Eurocentric, that is very capitalist-driven, right? We are very transactional with our engagement with each other in the world, right? The human interaction have been very shallow based on the survival mechanism placed upon human beings and how we move in the world and how we exist in the world. And so that in itself is very transactional, right? And we lost so much culture there's so much depth in the culture that we lost because we rely on different mechanisms to exist and do business together and survive in the world, right? And for so long, we haven't really gotten comfortable to questioning ourselves and how we exist in the world, that it has become even more harder for the work that I do and for someone like me to exist in the surface level and completely just continue with the work without pausing and without understanding how we're doing things wrong, right? Because I like to show up authentically, and I do my work very authentically, and the people that I do work with, I try my best to recruit people who share the same energy and who are operating from a higher frequency and higher vibration of collective impact and the importance of really moving the needle collectively, understanding we are owning the work strategically, but also owning the work knowing it depends on all of us to have that mindset that bring different tools and different understanding and different arenas and different backgrounds and different cultures together to better navigate the world we want to shape moving forward, right? And that's if we are aligned, right? In my experience so far is I've been in different rooms and different, I've been very privileged to be in rooms where we're able to shape such great power needle, right? But oftentimes, because of different cultures and because of different backgrounds and how we approach the work and who we are and how we show up, gets in the way of how we move forward because we don't have a collective understanding of what it means to have inclusive culture, because we don't have inclusive awareness and inclusive understanding of things. And I don't mean to really, be analytical about things, but I've noticed that while we lie to ourselves thinking we're moving the needle forward with any movement we can, marry ourselves into, is that we're doing a disservice not questioning how we operate and how our indoctrination shaped our understanding of certain things like business development, like economy, and what is economy and who controls economy and how economy becomes economy. What is inclusive culture? What is not inclusive culture? What is gender equity? What is not gender equity? There's just so many things that I'm getting comfortable in understanding based on based on my geopolitical lens, but also based on my own lived experience, in the nonprofit sector, connected to the corporate world, in the government sector, in the philanthropy world, in the gender equity lens, activism world. So all that kind of gave me my compass of really getting comfortable on on even calling myself out on things like building inclusive culture for inclusive economy, because first of all, it's a lot of emotional labor that is very free, and it's very taxing, because a nonprofit industry, a grassroots movement, to rely on a grassroots movement to build inclusive economy by building inclusive culture, is not something that can be taken lightly. Especially when it's an organization run by one woman with minimal resources. I mean, we have this grand vision, but we lack the support system in the real world because when I say lack support, it's not just money. I don't really understand how one can build and transform society based on money alone, right? It's really not alone. It's not about money, because if it was about money, and I think I'm repeating myself here, if it was about money, then a lot of people that have done nonprofit work would have wiped out poverty by now, you know, because there's been a lot of money being poured into nonprofit sector to remove poverty, right? But it has continuously, you know, we've continuously learned that, you know, certain jobs and certain movements end up recreating poverty because we are not really addressing issues from the root level. And I don't want to kid myself or be shallow or hypocritical by not calling myself out and saying that I knew what I was getting myself into, getting and starting a nonprofit, coming from nonprofit sector, without running myself, without running into the same problem that I was running away from, and that I just got into a point where I have to be authentic with, I've been authentic, but I want to be more authentic by calling myself out and say, I cannot quote unquote create a platform as African Women Business Alliance operating under nonprofit industrial complex, run by an immigrant woman, founded by an immigrant woman, founded by African immigrant woman, run by African woman, by African immigrant woman, knowing the racism and the sexism that I've had to navigate just to be taken seriously, just to exist in the world, without coming to terms with how everything is set up for me not to fully excel in my vision, in my mission, you know, because I cannot do it by myself. I have to rely on others. I have to rely on an environment. I have to rely on tools and resources. I have to rely on so many things for me to run my vision. But it's really not easy when I keep lying to myself, thinking I can, you know, I can transform certain things in the world with mere ideas and ideologies, because that's not true. You know, we need to shift our mindset, and we need to shift, more importantly, we need to shift our understanding of gender, our understanding of women, our understanding of African women and their contribution to the world and their contribution to the economy, before we can even understand inclusive culture, right? And so I'm just here to say that I've noticed, as an indigenous African born and raised, when I'm in Africa, people really operate differently, and not to generalize the whole continent, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of different languages and dialects, you know, and different cultures within subcultures. So what I'm saying is we cannot create an atmosphere of building inclusive culture for inclusive economy without digging deeper and understanding the roots that, for instance, removed certain people from their culture to operate in a different culture, expecting to create inclusive culture for inclusive economy, if that makes sense. And I apologize if I'm losing you, because there's depth and nuances that I'm bringing into this complex issue, and I don't want to shy away by cutting myself short, you know, and not speaking on this with depth. So forgive me if I'm losing you, but what I'm trying to understand myself, and also what I'm trying to share as I'm understanding this, is that, you know, when you become an immigrant, you become resilient, right? Because you lose so much by adapting into a new culture and a new environment and all that. And that's beautiful. It's really beautiful. But what I'm trying to say also is, what is the host country doing to better understand different people that come to certain environment, right? What do other people who are not immigrants doing to better learn from immigrants and how immigrants do business and with and how immigrants' entrepreneur spirit was shaped prior to migrating, you know? Because I think that's going to be very important to better understand collective struggle in the collective arena, in the collective experience that we found ourselves in 2020. As we wrap the year, I want to offer a gift of dissecting building inclusive culture for inclusive economy and how I have utilized my holistic approach to business development training with African Women Business Alliance curriculum to better shape this new this new initiative of building inclusive culture for inclusive economy launched 2019. I want to bring a more awareness on that, and I want to bring more people as promised last year, and I want to bring different stakeholders to better understanding what are we missing when it comes to inclusive culture and what can we do things differently in moving the needle forward as we find ourselves stuck but also liberated by challenges that we have so far brought upon us via COVID-19, the 2020 struggles. Because the world is very small and the world is very shallow at the same time, but it's also very beautiful. And we should not take technology for granted. We should not take social media for granted, for instance. However, the more we move, the better we understand the different avenues given to us that are keeping us stuck, and the avenues that are showing up that are more liberating, right? So that said, I welcome you to my, what can I say? I welcome you to my evolving journey, and I don't know if I can call it a journey, but my evolving awareness of building inclusive culture for inclusive economy as I unwrap my own understanding of things and how I show up to my work and why. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we talked about, you know, the struggle of employment back in Africa, the struggle of, you know, dignity back in Africa, and the struggle of the diaspora in the diaspora, African diaspora in Europe, African diaspora in Europe, in United States, in Australia, and so forth. You know, the struggle of really rethinking Africa with a different mindset, but then understanding ourselves and how we have shaped different cultures just by being in the diaspora, you know. We cannot shy away from our contributions that we were able to bring into our host countries, you know, and although there's a side to that that also says about the brain waste of the African diaspora, you know, the brain waste for Black diaspora in general, and this, both the strength and the resilience that come from that, right? Like being able to live in the hyphen, in between worlds, and being able to contribute in both worlds, right? In your own respect, in your own unique way, in your own beautiful struggle. And I think there's so much beauty that we can all understand from that as we move forward. And my job at African Women Business Alliance and African Women's Consciousness in the Changing World podcast is to be able to navigate and unwrap, but also wrap all that together to better understand inclusive culture and inclusive economy for the sake of gender equity in business development, for the sake of African women as the market, for the sake of building inclusive culture for inclusive economy, for the sake of the African womb economy, as we move forward. So I've noticed that while I'm in Africa, I see things very differently. And when I'm in the United States, I see things very, very differently. And I'm trying to connect the two. And I look forward to sharing more in the next episode. So I'll talk to you soon. Much love.